This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See live off the record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by the Bahamas Liquidation Center, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Doctors Hospital, Dunkin' Donuts, the Finn Castle Media Group, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are the same numbers they always been, 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Open line today. What do you want to talk about today? I have a couple of things that I'm going to mention, but I mean, what do you want to talk about today? Open line today. Whatever the Lord laid on thy heart to ask, to mention, go right ahead. And I'm happy to entertain that thought today. Call me, text me. You want the numbers again? I'm not going to say anything unless you all say something today. Go ahead, somebody. Text me. Call me. You want the numbers again? 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. If you want to call us from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You want me to start? Yeah, that's what happened. You want me to start? Okay. So I think. I think it's important to have information. Information. It's important to have knowledge. Information and knowledge is power. And so that's why we try to collect and gather information as we move along, because you're able to navigate the world better. That's what I tried to encourage my children about. I said, you know, you're not just learning math. You're not just learning arithmetic. You're not just learning English. You're not just learning something in geography or art. But what you're doing is you're getting knowledge that enables you to navigate the world better. So you have to now seek to apply that knowledge in ways that helps you, right? You have to get information aright too, you know? You have to be able to discern aright the information you get. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And in a secular sense, you could say the same thing. Study to show yourself approved, right? A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the facts and the figures, you know? So here is, I want to give you an example. Listen, let me have with me if you want, but I want to give you an example of something that it bothers me. It bothers me. It did. It does. So we go into the pandemic in 2020. Because of the nature of the pandemic, clearly the Bahamas National Statistical Institute is unable to do any number of its ordinary things, inclusive of the scheduled census that was to happen in 2020. So it didn't, and in any census yet, typically they don't even do labor stats because you're trying to collect that in the course of the census anyway. But they don't do any census, and they don't do any labor numbers. They don't do any numbers in 2021. You know, and they made their way through to the census, I think, beginning in 2021 and then into 2022. But labor numbers didn't come out until 2023. And the last time it came out was in 2019. And since that time, the Bahamas National Statistical Institute began doing quarterly labor stats, right? First as a pilot project, and then now it seems if the funding is in place, it'll be quarterly labor reports. So in 2023, when it did its first release, the unemployment rate was 8.8%. And the only thing we heard all, not from the Bahamas National Statistical Institute, but from everyone who was responding to it from the government, was, this is the lowest it has been in 15 years. It was repeatedly mentioned. Why not? But if you're presiding over the economy and you get a decrease in unemployment, you are going to celebrate that because that represents good news. Good news. And I'm saying it was good news. Now, you could dig deeper into the circumstances surrounding that to see the extent of the qualitative extent of that rate, but it doesn't matter. It's still good news, right? And so that was celebrated. Now, the next time that labor statistics come out, quarterly labor statistics, you don't get the third quarter come out and then you comment upon it. You don't get the fourth quarter come out, and then you comment upon it. You get the third and the fourth quarter that come out the same time. And what is the narrative that arises out of that? I want y'all to listen to me very carefully. What is the narrative? The narrative that arises from that is unemployment is down. Why? Because forget the 8.8% in the first, what, one or two quarters. I don't know if it was the second or forget the 8.8%. That was highly touted and celebrated. Forget that. We jump from, well, you know, unemployment was 10.2%, but now it's 9.9% it was 10.2% in the third quarter, but now it was 9.9% in the fourth quarter. We never touched the narrative that the unemployment rate went from 8.8% to 10.2% in the third quarter. Nowhere have you seen that mentioned anywhere. It was grand that it went down to 8.8%. When it went up to 10.2%, no one commented on it. No one saw it. And even as it is now being presented, it is not a question of, we know unemployment remains higher than it was in the second quarter or whatever quarter that was when it was 8.8%. It remains higher than the 8.8% that was highly touted as the lowest rate in 15 years. And it remains today 9.9%, 1.1 percentage point higher than that number. And today the narrative is the unemployment is going down. Listen, man, what are we doing? What are we doing to ourselves in this country? We have to tell the whole story. Right? I mean, for God's sake, let's tell the complete story. Now I'm hearing some people tell me, well, they're saying you can't compare that prior period to this period, really? Listen to me. Any unemployment number you get in any given period of time, you could compare to any unemployment number in any given period of time. Any given. And you don't have to ask me. Our prime minister said of that quarterly number, 8.8%, it was the lowest in 15 years. Well, wasn't he then comparing that 8.8% to every period for 50 years before? 15 years before? He was. The IMF said it was the lowest unemployment rate in 15 years. Was the IMF therefore not comparing that 8.8% to every period for the last 15 years? Of course you can compare it. I would love someone to come and give me the justification that says you can't compare it, to say that. You know what's going to happen? They are going to have a time series of unemployment rates, but when they arrive at 2019, when they get to 2023, they're going to just say, well, you can't connect the two of them. You can't compare the two of them. They don't, absolute nonsense. Of course you could compare them. Even if the methodology was different, you still have unemployment measured in one period and you have it measured in another period. And whatever your methodology is, that's what it was. Of course you can compare it. And the facts of the matter are, the Bahamas is from quarter to quarter, the Bahamas unemployment rate jumped from 8.8% to 10.2%. It declined, thank God, to 9.9% from 10.2%, but remains higher than it was three quarters or so ago. Those are the facts. Listen. Blame in public. You have to release. You have to release our leaders
to be comfortable enough to give you the whole facts because they are afraid of you. They are afraid to tell you hard things. They're afraid to tell you, you know what? God, dang it, that number jump. I'm surprised. I don't know why. They're scared of you. And you need to do something with that because you can say to them, bro, please, I prefer you give me the whole story so I could understand and appreciate and make decisions based on a complete story than rather than you trying to you know, you know what it's like? Let me tell you what it's like. It's exactly like this. My son Xavier comes home and he sticks his 100% quiz on the fridge. He gets another 92% or 97%. He gives me that too. I say, Xavier, you only do 3 quiz for the whole school year. He said, no. I said, what about the rest of the quiz? He get this grin on his face. He is afraid to say to me, well, I did get a 72 and a 60 something. Because he thinks I'm going to react and respond to that some way. Now, mind you, I have never reacted or responded in any kind of terrible way other than to say to him, I know you can do better than this. I really know you're a bright boy. I said, look at your other quiz. So it demonstrates to me you can do this. But that's his own head and his own mind. He's afraid. But I rather the complete story so that I can go and talk to his teachers and know what we need to do what we have to do. So I started being a little more vigilant. Right? I'm sorry. Things are not all good in the Bahamas and things are not all bad in the Bahamas. And we have to stop pretending that every time something good happens, it's me. And when something bad happens, well, I don't know. Or it's somebody else. And that's just nonsense. Let's treat ourselves as if we are mature human beings, man. But the unemployment rate was 8.8%. It fell. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The unemployment rate then in a subsequent quarter rose to 10.2%. And that is not low. It is not low. I'm sorry. It's not low. That's a high unemployment rate. Double digit? That is high. 9.9% is near double digit. That is high unemployment. 24,000+ people unemployed. This won't be the first time it's been high. In 1992, the unemployment rate in the Bahamas, 1991, was 13.8%. And it was 11 point something and then 10 point something for a couple of years on the income until it went down. I'm flabbergasted. Flabbergasted at the way we are so afraid to own up to the truth because we want people to believe we have no shadows in this country. There are no foul scents in this country. There's nothing wrong happening in the country. We're not responsible in the country for making any terrible decisions. All the good ones, though, we are the father of the mother of. But God, spare me from that delusion. Spare me. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. I started you off. We'll be back after this break. Open line today. We'll be back.
take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Your health just got brighter with Lamp Insured. Sign up for Doctors Hospital's Lamp Insurance Supplement Plan and enjoy copay waivers and complete access with no upfront ER or inpatient collections. Only $30 per month. Visit doctorshosp.com/lamp to sign up or contact 242-822-1009. That's 242-822-1009. Your journey to affordable and worry-free healthcare begins now.
Babe! You mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang! She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call on this open show, we got an open show today. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I asked y'all to tell me what you wanted to talk about. Nobody said anything, so I started with something that I observed. This text says, how on earth can the BNSI say you cannot compare this data to previously released surveys? Unemployment is clearly up from the last time they released it. Are we to now disregard all data on unemployment previously collected, we have to operate more sensibly than this. Well, I never heard the BNSI say that, but I heard several people call me and contact me about that statement, and I do not understand it myself. I'll try to find out from them what they mean, but I do not understand it. Unemployment is measured in any period and be prepared, compared, in my mind, to any period. Any period. Right? You can't, if you can't say, oh, unemployment in the third quarter was X percent, and on the whole year's unemployment was, I mean, you could even say that even. You could say unemployment in the third quarter was higher than unemployment in 2019. You can say that, or lower. You can say unemployment in the second quarter of this year was higher than unemployment in the third quarter of last year. You could say that. As long as you make it clear what you're doing, you can say that. You can compare any period level unemployment to any period level unemployment. They compare unemployment during the Great Recession in the U.S. to unemployment in current periods. Why can't you compare this period unemployment given recently to another? I do not understand it. But maybe there's some technical explanation that I just don't know about. But I can't understand that statement. Again, I didn't hear the BNSI say that. I don't know exactly what was said, but I have enough people who are saying to me, why are they saying that? And I can't understand it. You measure unemployment. You measure unemployment in 500 AD. And you want to measure it in 2024, and you can compare the numbers. If you're measuring it for the same territory, same region, I don't get it. I'm sorry. I do not get it. So somebody sent me what they said. It said, BNSI Acting Managing Director Narissa Gibson said, the data presented here today represents a new series with a new survey designed beginning July 23rd. Hence, it should be noted that this new series is not comparable to previous surveys. Further, quarterly estimates tend to be cyclical based on timing and seasonality as the year progresses. Absolutely. But all of those are only caveats to consider when you are analyzing the data. They are not prohibitions on comparing at all. Any analyst knows, well, you remember now, we got quarterly trade statistics. Remember the other day? And it showed that exports were down significantly. What did I say to you all? I said, there's no story there. I said, because it's just the first quarter, there's a whole remainder of the year to go. So we don't know whether some of those decreases will be overcome by increases, et cetera. So it doesn't defy logic to still do the comparison once you can have contextualization to what it is you are analyzing. There's no prohibition. There's none. And you cannot tell an analyst that. You cannot tell an economist that. You cannot tell any single human being who understands how things work in the realm of data that they can't compare those periods. They just have to take into consideration the circumstances, condition, and context of what they're comparing. It's a new time series. Well, how many times have we had new time series? Changes in our methodology of doing things, not just in the Bahamas, but throughout the world. And yet, when you look at statistics over hundreds of years, they still are part of what you talk about and compare sometimes with caveats. Any professional analyst will say, well, you know, bear in mind that this wasn't a quarter, and sometimes these quarters have construction upticks versus downticks in other quarters and so forth. That's just part of the analysis. But don't tell people you can't compare it. I'm not buying that. Cannot buy it. Okay? The fact of the matter is, unemployment, well, first of all, Wasn't the 8.8% a part of the same time series? Help me out, folks. Was not the 8.8% after the pandemic, therefore a part of the new time series? So what is it? You can't compare it to pre-pandemic numbers? Why? You could compare anything with context. Anything. I don't get it. But again, I could be wrong. Says I would also be interested to know why the data for the third quarter of 2023 was not released before the survey for the fourth quarter was released. That was May 2023. I do not know myself. By the way, can I tell you, I'm the deputy chair of the BNSI. We do not get these. We do not participate in. We do not involve ourselves in this technical work that's done. When the information is released, I get it when you get it. Okay, and so I can't tell you why the survey was released in this way, but it's a curiosity for me as well, and I'll find out. There may be reasons, because sometimes you can have some technical issues. I don't know, but if I can find out, I'll find out. Tech says there was a belief that you can't get fired from a government job. Since you mentioned unemployment, I want to correct that thought. There are circumstances in which you can become unemployed. Absent without leave is one of them. You could get fired from a government job. Now, the notion that you can't is absolutely false. You can get fired. If you're on the permanent and pensionable establishment, there is a process involved. So it's not as if a politician could say, send you home, or somebody could just willy-nilly send you home. You have to be dismissed by the Public Service Commission if you're on the PP&E. And there has to be pause and all that kind of stuff. All the labor laws still apply, inclusive of the provisions of general orders and all that kind of stuff. So you can get fired you can lose your job in public service. It's not often. And it's not simple. It's not easy. This text says, hi, Zhivago. In my opinion, Xavier genuinely did not want to disappoint you when his grades fell. Understood. Regarding our politicians, they are so blinded by seeing everything from a political standpoint that they throw truth and integrity out of the door. If they were afraid of us, they would be more responsive to our inquiries and would not be inclined to tell untruths for the simplest thing. They are afraid of you. I'm asking you. Not afraid as in you are the boogeyman and you're gonna eat them up. Not afraid of you in that you are this big, bad person who could beat them up. They are afraid that you will affect the one thing that they rely upon for the one thing that they most desire in office, which is to stay in office. So, and in order for them to get that, they need popularity. Popularity is the currency of politics. And so, if they offend you, if they agitate you, if they aggravate you, then they become less popular with you. And so, the last thing they want to do is become less popular with you. Well, saying the unemployment rate went up won't make you more popular. So what do? You wait until it goes down from a point to point where it went up, and you just say, well, it went down. Oh, man. Producer, but that happened quickly. We need to take another break, eh? Ladies and gentlemen, we take another break. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let you know that you're not alone, holler if you feel like you've been down the same road. Issue.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Looking for a breakfast that will wake up your taste buds and kickstart your day? Well, Burger King Nassau has got you covered with the new Angry Crust Sandwich. Made with fluffy eggs, melted cheese, jalapenos, a spicy sauce, and your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon on a warm croissant. Make it a combo and add our signature hash browns and your choice of coffee, tea, or orange juice for a great way to start your day. Spice up your breakfast with the new Angry Crust Sandwich combo only at Burger King Nassau.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus 1 together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pull bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy 2 adults and 3 children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus 1. Restrictions apply.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26, and Thursday, June 27, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium, the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power. Major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game-changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join me here today for this open show. I think we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Hi, is the caller still on the line? Okay, we must have lost them. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, can you describe the process the government used to arrive at the valuation for BEC? I cannot. I cannot. I have no information on that. If there was, in fact, a valuation arrived at, I do not know. This text says, so what's so frustrating, Shivago, is that the new labor numbers that the PM and officials are quoting are not even posted on the government's official website. The latest numbers on the website are at May 2023. Why have a press conference on numbers if you are not going to post them to the official website so that analysts can conduct their review? Can I argue with the question? Right? And there's no reason it can't be mounted. Right? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, sir.
How are you doing, sir? Okay, I guess I can make a comment. I don't, I could be wrong, but you could explain this to me. The beaches, the public beaches in Nassau and the Family Island, they are free to the public, right? At all times, right?
Yes, you should have the ability to go on or move on them as you wish, yes.
Well, it's a problem down in Andros, okay? All right. When they have the craft fest in Central Andros and the regatta for North, all Andros and Baron regatta during independence celebration, they charges people to go on the beach. They you have to pay a fine. You have to pay a
who is the they that charge people?
Whoever in charge of these festivals. I talk from experience.
Isn't local government the one that conducts the regatta in Andros?
To be honest, I honestly don't know. I know they fence the beach in, and even if you are going to beach to swim, you can't go to beach to swim.
I can't see how they do that. I can't see that how that happens.
And commissioning, I don't know, because I mean, this is going on for as long as I could remember, for years. You know, and no one's saying nothing about it.
Well, maybe that's it. That's it. That's been a practice going on for years and nobody says anything about it, so it keeps happening.
But I mean, I believe it's against the law.
Well, I don't know that it's against the law, because you have to then show where in the law it says that whoever is the authority, whoever's them doing that, that they don't have the right to do that.
But even if they charge you going to the beach and it's a public beach, which you go to or take your family to every now and then, and the day you want to take your family to the beach, you can't take your family to the beach unless you pay to go on the beach.
Yeah, that definitely sounds strange to me. And I you said it's been going on for a long time, so it's probably even been going on when we were in office. I knew nothing about it. I've been to Andros Regattas. I did not recall any such thing happening. The Andros Regatta happens right on the beach, is it not? Does it not?
Right on the beach, yes.
Yeah, and so I remember people being on the beach. I remember going to the regatta and not having to pay anything, and everybody else was just walking in and out of the regatta site. That's what I recall. And I was the minister responsible.
Where started, it was like that.
Oh, I see. So that's what I'm saying. When I was there, I never recall that happening.
Well, you could ask anybody who attended for the past probably 10 years or so.
Are they charging you to go on the beach, or are they charging you to go on the regatta site?
Well, the regatta site is on the beach, but if you want to go to catch the swim, you still got to pay. You're going to catch the swim.
But you could lease a park. For instance, you could lease Aaron Bailey Park, which is a public park, for an event. For a concert, and then you could then charge for access. So if the regatta people approach the government to say, can we use the government's beach and property for a regatta, and the government gives consent, they can charge for that event. It's no different than the park. They're all public.
I know that for the park, but what I'm saying, if I want to get to swim, I got to pay to go on the beach.
Well, on that day, just like if I wanted to go run or walk on Garen Bailey Park when somebody else has it, and they're having something, and I have to pay. Same thing.
It's confusing to me because I thought the beaches, because if I'm on the beach, I just thought you could be right there.
No, but see, what you can't do. What you're doing is you are trying to treat public differently for beach and public differently for park. But public means public. That's what it means. And I'm saying the government does allow people to use for exclusive purposes public things for a period of time.
I always listen to you, and you know, I'm sure you know what you're saying, but I wasn't not knowledgeable of that. I thought the beaches were public, but it's 365 days a year.
I understand, okay, my friend. You. Okay, take care, my friend.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our open discussion. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or 325-4259, that's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
How you doing?
I'm very good. Now, as I understand it, when you divide the number of unemployed people by the number of persons in the labor force and multiply it by 100, you get the unemployment rate. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. What do you get when you take the employed people and you divide it by the number of persons looking to be employed and multiply that by 100.
Say it again. When you get the
employed individuals,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you take the individuals who are looking for employment and divide that by 100. What do you get? Do you get the employment rate?
No, you don't get the employment rate. You get the labor force. You get the labor force rate, which essentially would be 100%. Because the labor force is the people who are working and the people who are unemployed. That's the labor force. So all you did just now was you added the people who are working, which is the labor participation rate, to the unemployment rate, which together gives you the labor force rate, which is the 100%.
So I took the employed individuals divided by those who are unemployed,
Yeah, but that don't make no sense to do.
So
what?
That don't make no
to
sense. Do, you know, I just wondered how you get the employment rate.
All I would tell you is how many times more there are employed people relative to unemployed people. If you're interested to know, are there six times more employed people than unemployed people, then you can get that. So, because if the unemployment rate is 10%, then your employed
will be 90.
Labor force rate is 90, yeah.
Ah, why doesn't the government look at that better figure?
So it's 9 times more. Well, yeah, because you don't typically really. You're right. You could talk about the labor force participation rate more than the unemployment rate, but you don't talk about your toes that are working. You talk about your toes that's sick. Right? So you want to know what your issues are. So if your unemployment rate is low, you know you got a real good problem. Good situation.
So when your unemployment rate is 9%, that's equivalent to a certain number of thousands of individuals who are unemployed.
Yeah. That means 9%, 10% of your labor force is unemployed.
So that could be a huge figure.
It is a huge figure in the Bahamas. It's 24,000 people.
But Mr. Lang, what concerns me is how do they determine the number of persons who are unemployed based on those who were once employed and now claiming
It's a survey. It's a survey. So what they're doing is they have a scientific sample of persons that they go and ask, are you working?
Okay.
Based on the answers of that sample, they then extrapolate that across the population, and that's how you get the rate for the country.
So that still could be an incorrect figure.
It's a survey.
So it's really not an accurate figure anyway.
Well, it's not an absolute figure, but to the extent that we can rely on surveys to give us indications of what is happening in the general population, then mm-hmm. that's not a bad thing at all. It's quite helpful and useful.
But you know, I look forward to the day when we can have a government that would be fair and open and don't be afraid to just show us the truth. So that
I could only see good things happening from that.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
And it's not only that the government is being untruthful. It's not that the government is being untruthful. It's just that we in the politics of life, there's so much spin toward the positive because negative works against the currency of politics, which is popularity.
That's
really what it is. It's the spin toward the positive because there's the negative has such, we believe, such huge implications. I believe if you stand up to blame in public and you tell them, you know what, I tried desperately to get your unemployment down. Unfortunately, it was down and went back up. And we're trying to figure out what exactly happened because we then now need to tweak that. I think they would love you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my view.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Right here. Mr. Lang, I was trying to get in yesterday, but I wasn't able to. But I wanted to ask you about these, you know, when the central bank said that they were going to liquidate some of their external assets, right, in order mm-hmm. to increase the U.S. dollar, whatever the reason that was given. I didn't realize that national insurance was a part of the government. I thought that was like government. That was money that the government had invested. Is that how the government operates, that it uses national insurance funds?
No, you didn't get that right.
Okay.
No. First of all, national insurance is part of the government because national insurance is a state-operated social security fund.
Right, but I mean, I know funding all SMEs or whatever it is.
State-owned enterprises, So, secondly, the national insurance's money is not the government's money. National insurance can either get money from the government or national insurance can lend money to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the government doesn't go to NIB and say, listen, invest that for me and do that. That's not how it works. National insurance has a responsibility consistent with its payout needs to invest its monies to earn income to make those payments.
Right.
And that's how that works. But remember, national insurance though is a government operated enterprise. So if the government develops a new policy that says, I don't want this to happen anymore, then the government can do that. Just like when the government said we shall now have an unemployment rate. National insurance didn't determine that. The government determined that. Just like the government determined there shall be national insurance.
So at the end of the day, the investment board, the investment committee can be overrided by the government, by whatever the government says.
No. It can be to the extent that the government issues a formal policy consistent with the law that governs NIB. It's all in accordance with the law.
Right. I know that the central bank is at the end of the day, it looks at all of the so-called financial situations and whatnot and makes a determination based on that. But this was a decision to me that seemed to have come from the central bank.
Yeah, because the central bank has a lawful responsibility to manage your foreign reserves. Mm-hmm. And any entity in the Bahamas, NIB, a bank, Chivago Line, anyone who has an impact on foreign reserves can fall under the ambit of the central bank. Does not the central bank tell us we can't hold U.S. dollars? You can't just invest U.S. dollars outside the country?
So, I mean, that they can do that to the detriment of the company? I mean,
If you need to take out one of your organs to save your body, then of course you can take out your organ to save your body. The central bank is responsible for the financial system of the Bahamas. If there's any threat to that system, it has a responsibility to intervene. You don't save a limb that has cancer and expect the body to live.
There's no way around that,
my friend.
Cancer was in that particular area, though. I mean, it seems like
You don't have the expertise to make that determination. Just like I didn't have the expertise to make the determination, but my prostate.
Mm-hmm.
I had to rely on experts, and that's what the central bank are.
Okay.
They're the experts.
Okay. All right. Well, one other thing. Like yesterday, Mr. Lang, I feel that. Mm-hmm. That the OPM, they just be listening to the Guardian Radio, because it was only when you made that statement about the fund that Mr. Monroe later on came back, because he was sitting right in the house all that time while all of this report was going on, and he didn't say a word. Okay,
I would like to feed my ego with your thought, but I don't think so.
I know so, Mr. Lang. I say so. Because he was sitting on there, and all of a sudden now that, you know, it's the law and what's on the books, he now jumps up and say, oh, the police is going to be using the police. I mean,
I did think it was curiously coincidental, but...
Yeah, man. No, listen.
I'm sure other people.
I may be born tonight. I wasn't born last night, man.
I think other people could have pointed that out to them. The AG could have pointed that out to them.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Have a good one.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. Go ahead. Okay. Maybe we don't. There's open line today, folks. 323-6232.
Hello.
32. Yeah, hi. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, good day, line. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm fine, man. Yourself?
Just to comment on the previous caller when you say that Monroe responded to what you had to say from last week. And he was, that was in regard to the plan, the Crooked Island plan. But I would like to put forward that on Friday when I mentioned on Howard show that my information was that the plane was out of Crooked Island, and you know I was a Crooked Island man because I got my issues with the other runway that pitched down, right, in Crooked Island. But and over the weekend, my hat's off to the reporter that locked him down to saying what he had to say, and first thing yesterday morning, his comments was aired on the news. So I think that's what drove him to give such an interview in that regard about that plane, which we all know, too much money we feel has been spent to repurpose it, retrofit it, like you say, on the plane. But what I call about is my concern. A friend of mine just discharged from the Princess Margaret Hospital told me yesterday that the staff in the kitchen is on strike, and they have defense force cooking the food in the Princess Margaret Hospital now. And I know that maybe you have some way of finding out quickly or getting their response to confirm these things, because he was in the hospital for over a month, and I have no reason not to believe what he is saying.
Okay. I will I'll inquire about it.
Yeah, see, because, when we have these people, they act in such a manner which is, we can regard as being impenitent, that, when we're talking about, $250,000 elevator and a $200,000 car, and then, this plane thing, and then they're talking about some $30 million to buy, in Freeport, the International Bazaar, that $30 million could be spent. They could use the $30 million to go towards BPL instead of dealing with this company called, what do you call it? What the company name now?
Which company you mean? Doing what?
You want to take over BPL. Island Grid or something.
Island Grid.
They only say they're coming up with 30-something million, right?
Well, I didn't hear that. I heard it was going to be 40% government owned, so I didn't hear the 30 million.
But the word is they only coming up with 30-something million. They supposed to raise another...
Island Grid only coming up with 30 million.
Right. They supposed to raise 130-something million through the Pike, the Pike Company or some IPO or whatever, to try and take over our energy company. And that don't make no sense, because if they, instead of trying to come up with $30 million, talk about the International Bazaar, they don't have to touch our energy company, So I guess I'm going to have to reach out to Pindad, because, and I know you have direct link with him now and everything, so I'll have to see how that goes.
But I have direct link with most people in the country. Unfortunately, I can call, and so not now.
Yeah, but the concerning thing is them people, I say bad condition, no air condition, and the staff in the kitchen is on strike.
We can look into it. So thank you very much. All right, yeah.
Yeah, man.
We have another call on the line. Go ahead. We have another caller. Go ahead. I cannot imagine that there's a nurses strike or people striking in the kitchen at Princess and you don't hear about it. I cannot imagine that is true. I cannot imagine that is so. You could keep that quiet in the country. If you could keep that quiet in the Bahamas, you could. You are excellent, as a matter of fact.
And I give you anything to keep secret, because if you can keep that quiet, that would be amazing. Somebody's asked me sharing some light on the case of the missing American woman, Taylor Casey Sanks. And I am not aware of any details about that at all. So cannot speak to it. I don't even recall hearing on the news. Now, I didn't mean it wasn't on the news, folks. I just, my days and my life sometimes can go in like big chunks of distraction or let's say other focus. So I can't say that there's nothing there. I don't know about it myself. 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. Now, a friend of mine called me and asked me an intriguing question. And it was intriguing. What y'all have going on good in this country? Folk, tell me. Just because y'all like to talk negative things doesn't mean good things ain't happening, you know. Just because you like to focus on negative things doesn't mean good things ain't happening. But maybe you could tell me. Maybe you could tell me what's good going on in the country. This is not about what is the PLP doing. This is not about what the Davis administration is doing. This is about the country. What good is happening in the country? What good is going on in this place? There are some things that are bothering me for sure now. Let me tell you all something. The banks and the Commonwealth of the Bahamas have been amazingly helpful to the growth and development of this country. Can I tell you all that again? I don't care what y'all say. I'm saying for myself, you have to be conservative and careful what you say. But this is what's called. But the banks have been immensely helpful to the growth and development of the Bahamas. Whether on the public front or the private front or the individual front or the collective front, banks have been immensely helpful to the quality of life we have. But banks, man, y'all surprising me though. Now I know some of y'all is listening to the show, right? Y'all surprising me. I am utterly surprised at how long some things take to get done here in our banks. I really am. I mean, like account opening stuff, I am stunned. Shocked. I cannot honestly listen. Y'all know Chicago line is not. I'm not a doer in a banks. Ain't nobody can get me on that wagon talking down to banks and bad but banks and all that kind. You're not gonna do it. Nobody's gonna get me on that wagon talking about the government need to go in there and force them to lower the fees. I'm not on that bandwagon. But man, come on, come on. An account opening takes more than a day? In the 21st century? In the digital universe? In the era of AI? Oh man, no man. Come on, come on, come on, Canadians. Come on, Bahamian banks. Come on, man, for real? In the 21st century. I cannot open up an account within 24 hours? I mean, every time. I'm not talking about maybe it happens once or twice. I'm talking about every time. It can't open up an account in 24 hours? I didn't even say 20 minutes, 30 minutes, because it really should take that long. In 24 hours? Oh, man. God, help us. He's going to help us. He's going to help us. He's going to help us. We can get better. Target, we can get better. One way or the other. Oh, this text says, my amazing grandnephew Lamar Taylor is on his way to Paris Olympics. The Paris Olympics. That's great news for our little country. Yes, amen. Actually, we have more than him. Too wonderful. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Ling.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I love your passion in regard to the economics. Let me ask you a political economical question. If one was to ask you to give your assessment and your advice on the development of the global financial sector, the change in place, like, for example, the BRICS overpower now the G7 and the 20, whatever, what would you say to the Bahamas over the next fiscal 2024-25 macro economics of the Bahamas? Do you see it rising or falling? What advice would you give the Bahamian people considering what's transpiring now with this global conflict? As you know, the petrodollar agreement with Saudi Arabia has come to an end. The deal with Russia is pushing with the BRICS to destroy the U.S. financial sector. It's going to affect the Bahamas, but as a trained economist, let us hear what you would advise us.
Well, frankly, I don't know what advice I'm supposed to give because you just gave all the conclusions you thought is going to happen. You didn't say it's going to affect the Bahamas, so what advice should I give? I don't believe that. I don't believe that Brett is going to have now the effect that you are suggesting at all. And I don't believe the U.S. dollar is going anywhere anytime soon as a major global currency. I don't. I don't care how much videotapes they send around, but I don't believe it. And I'm not alone. So the only advice I give Bahamians is the same advice I would give them whether some global changes were happening or not. And that advice is make sure to the extent possible you are value in this world and that you use that value to earn income, and that when you earn that income, you spend less than you earn, or you use that money to try to earn more money so that you are able to have a stable financial life. That's the advice I would give. It's as simple as that. You know, live within your means. You know what I mean? And guard your heart and your mind with all diligence. I don't have nothing to do with Russia, France, Germany, Brexit, no Brexit. None of that matters. And if the global changes impacts us like they did with during the Great Recession or the pandemic, etc., then either you have enough to cushion yourself, or you just have to endure it like so many have done over the decades and decades and centuries of our planet. That's it. But this scaremongering about Brett and them things, I'm sorry, you have the wrong person if that's where you'd like to go. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
How are you, Brother Lang?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Very well. I want to encourage you continue to teach those of us who didn't do well economically with saving, and now we caught ourselves. You know, I heard, every time I hear you say that, I wish somebody had told me that 20 years ago. But thank God
me
for
too.
Redemption.
Me too.
Because you can redeem the situation, and God has allowed me to redeem. Hello?
Yes,
are you there?
Fading off. Yeah, we're here now. You're fading off for some reason.
Yeah, I'm okay. The one thing I thought, as I heard some callers talk about how Brother Monroe and others responded, because they might have heard your show. It doesn't matter if they heard it or not. Activism, social activism, must begin most times, if it's going to be successful, at the bottom. Those who are at the top, they are comfortable in their position. If we want change, be it in economics, be it in the church, be it wherever, we must begin at the bottom. And so I want to encourage your callers to call and make their views known, because as you always say, the politicians, they have to listen to the popularity of the people.
And you're dead right, because it matters how people call into these shows. I could promise you, if nobody was calling into these shows and saying that, they'd be like, yeah, but don't tune into them. They know in a nominal.
We have to really agitate and muddy the water. My mother tells the story of how the man went fishing in Turks Island all the time, and he never caught anything. And one day somebody stopped him and said, why do you keep going there? He said, well, I didn't catch anything, but I muddied the water. So sometimes you got to muddy the water just by your activism and do it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Bishop.
One last thing, if I may.
How's the classes? How's the preparations for the classes going?
They have gone. They kicked off well with 42 persons from... I think it was 5 different denominations.
Excellent.
That came to the class in preaching and evangelism. The thing about it, to bring into your economic purview, is the fact that some called and said they couldn't pay the $50. We got some sponsors and we lowered the cost to $50 for 8 sessions, and some people couldn't pay. It's a matter of priority.
Yes, sir.
It's about whether you want things or not, that you don't have to spend, and as you just said, to spend and waste, and then give it priority to what you want to prioritize.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure, Bishop.
God bless.
Thank you, sir. That's Bishop Simeon Hall, in case y'all didn't know the voice, which I would find difficult to believe. Is Texas, unfortunately, quality service is no longer of importance in the banks. Those who had the requisite knowledge have either been downsized or retired. The public has to now interact with the few staff members who are left, cheap labor, who couldn't care less about rendering excellent quality service. This is reflective of the type of service throughout the country. Chile, actually, listen, I interact with some excellent people at the banks, and I suspect sometimes they are as frustrated by their systems as we are, as consumers sometimes, right? So what I am sensing is not on the customer service level individual thing, because I haven't gotten that impression dealing with the people, but the system itself that they are operating in, something is amiss. Something is amiss, man. You can't tell me something ain't amiss. So let me tell you my experience. I ain't calling no bank name, right? No bank's name. So I even mentioned this to you all. I went into a bank to open an account for my son, 15-year-old son. And the bank was empty. I mean, literally, there was really nobody in the bank, no customers in the bank like that, right? And I was told, well, you have to make an appointment to do that. Okay, fair enough. I have to make an appointment. Mind you, ain't nobody in the bank like that, you know. Nobody in the bank like that. And so I said, well, this was a Tuesday. I said, well, when can I go and do it? Next week. Not Wednesday, not Thursday, not Friday. Next week. Okay. Very disappointed. My son was leaving, traveling Friday. Very disappointed. So I said, okay, because this might just make it easier for me to get him funds when he requires it. So I said, you know what? I was disappointed. I'm driving off. I said, let me try another bank. So I went to another bank. Wow. They said, oh, we could do that application for you right now. No problem. Didn't take but 20 minutes to do the application. Guess what? Now I have to wait for a text within the next 10 days to say the account is open and populated. Really? Really? I have bankers' friends out there. Tell me why. Tell me why. Please. 10 days? Oh, man. I couldn't, mind you, this is not on the person who helped me do the application. This is not on the, this is the system. This is what the bank decided is the way it could be.
Now, what is curious is this me trying to open up an account for a little boy. Then I tried to open up a commercial account, and the two of them take the same amount of time. Oh, y'all have to know, I am just fascinated. Fascinated. Now, don't tell me this always is like this. It was not always like this. Not. No, but I opened banks account up before in the Bahamas. Many. It was not always like this. So, oh, it happened after 2000. The 2000 ain't do that. Not in terms of no one forcing that to happen. No, our systems are messed up. Just, and I guarantee you, you cannot go to Canada and take 10 days to open a bank account. You cannot go to Canada and take 5 days to open a bank account, or 2 days. And the same Canadian banks, mind you, they're not only Canadian banks, so I don't want, there's American banks too. There are Bahamian banks too. So what the deal? What's the deal? I'm just getting mad. But I'm serious. Say, training is a miss. Where are these Canadian banks? Crazy, wow. Were they Canadian? They're Bahamians and Canadian banks. Oh, oh, they can kill me now. No, man, y'all ain't kill me. Y'all, I'm your friend. Trust me. I got y'all back in the banks. But no, but listen, that them recent set of experiences? No, I'm sorry. Say names. No, I name and preach. So these banks are awful. The service sucks and the fees are outrageous. I can't say the service, I'm not going to say the service sucks, but it's different. It's different. That's all I would say. It's different. It's like, anyway, let me stop. I'm stopped. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. This is an open show today, you know. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a
stand. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships June 26th to 28th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium, the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26th to 28th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
Attention all Dunkin' lovers.
Are you ready to fly away this summer? Dunkin' has an irresistible offer just for you. During the month of June, every purchase of a dozen donuts at Dunkin' enters you for a chance to win big in the Father's Day flyaway. Two lucky winners would jet off on Bahamas Air with round-trip tickets to any Bahamas Air destination. Dads flying on Bahamas Air on Father's Day receive a special Dunkin' treat. Visit Dunkin' today and enter to win in the Father's Day flyaway. The Bahamas flies on Dunkin'.
Are you seeking exceptional healthcare beyond the traditional hospital setting? Introducing Doctors Hospital Clinics, your trusted destination for comprehensive care. Our full-service locations provide affordable services through our Loyalty Advantage membership program and NHI. Experience seamless care with our integrated health system, where your medical history travels with you, ensuring continuity of care. Book an appointment today at clinics.doctorshosp.com. We make primary care easy.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power. Major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game-changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Bahamas Liquidation and Auction Center, your friendly and affordable vendor one-stop shop, where you can get all of your groceries, kids' lunch snacks, and vendor snacks items at the best prices in town. Don't believe us? Find us on Mackey Street in the red, white, and black building south of Chesapeake Road. We don't stock anything. We just buy deals, so you better get there first. Call us today at 698-0123 or WhatsApp 557-2522 or follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily updates. Remember, always make us your first stop.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Gentlemen, to see live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Open line today. And
I must really be getting old. Tired. This text says, it would be nice for them to explain why account opening became a nightmare over the years for 10 days. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I found, what I thought about as it was happening was, my son was so excited to go open his first account in the Bahamas, right? He went there and he was very excited. He's 15 years old. Now, and then he had that experience. He's going to be in the U.S. for a little bit. He's going to have a totally different experience with account opening. And he's going to have that to compare to his experience here. He could be for a bank another 20, 30, 40, 50 years of customer experience, right? Because as he goes and develops, he may do businesses, he might have loans and all this kind of stuff, but he might think differently now. It says, Mr. Lang, what's up with our young people? A man was begging the other day. He was told to pull his pants up. He sucked his teeth and walked off. Forgot about the goal to beg for the money. Then just now at a restaurant, manager asked the employee to pull up his pants in the kitchen and around the customers. This dude sucked his teeth and walked out of the workplace. These young guys don't seem to be willing to be corrected. Some of them. I've had young men working for me, and I've indicated to them, no, you got to pull up the pants, and you're on. Yeah, they do it. No suck teeth, no walk off. So some. So meanwhile, I walked into U.S. Bank at 2 p.m. without any appointment and walked out half an hour later with an account, and 2 days later was in physical possession of a credit and debit cards. I believe the biggest hindrance in the banking system is that they have taken every discretion out of the local agent's hand, and the agents are just following sometimes not well thought out policies. I agree with that 100%. Some of that is in it. Some of that is definitely in it. I was doing something at a bank one time. A partner of mine sent me a check, sizable check. But his check was written on the bank that I do banking with. When I go and deposit the check, the bank agent asks me, so what's the source of the funds? I say, you tell me, it's drawn on your bank. What's the source of the funds? It can't be your bank to get this money that he gave instructions to you to give me. And I'm going to deposit that money in an account in your bank. What's the source of the money? Then later on, I was asked what I'm using the money for. Really? Seriously? That's how we're doing it now? Well, let me tell you something. If you don't know, and you are not willing to say something, all kind of things happen to you in the Bahamas. Anywhere in the world, as a matter of fact. Anywhere in the world. I've gone, bygone, or open. Man, let me stop talking about business. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, man. You know, I appreciate, you know, I always can't use you, right, but I always listen to you to get into the psyche of the politicians, them. So I enjoyed your original monologue, which I thought was, truthful and philosophical, undeniable, right? Now, as it relates to Xavier, right, he's an A student, and sometimes a B maybe, right? So just like everybody else. But something you said that was very, very truthful, the good and the bad. We must highlight the good and the bad, and I don't think we appreciate one another as Black people, not even our contributions, right? You know, I appreciate you. And so anyone who listens to you know they would have learned something, especially the caller. You know, the first time I actually learned how to calculate the unemployment rate. So we don't know everything, all right? And you know, you and I don't always get along, but for the past couple of days, You know, I really appreciate you standing for the people. And so don't think for 1 minute they're not listening to you, Mr. Lang, okay? Now, as it relates to the current situation, I don't think all is lost for the young men, considering what somebody said, because I just called and shared the story. I was by a restaurant the other day, and I was sitting down waiting for them to call a number. And so a young gentleman, it's a young guy, Lang, he's maybe 12, 13 or so. So he said he had something for me, and I was like, you know, what it is, and I didn't pay him no mind, and then he passed it to me and said, just left it, and I didn't read it right away. And when he went a certain distance, he was passing some other little notes to other people, and here's what it said. It said, it said, blessings, right? Our bottles belong to God. Trust, the lighting is put, trust in him, and he will give you victory. And then on the flip side, it says, may God bless you always. And so I was like, I wanted to call him. I don't know if he needed change or whatever, but I was like, wow, this is a young guy. I was trying to really figure out his age, but he's so small. He's not that tall. And so, you know, all is not lost. The coin is being tossed, but, you know, as it relates to you and the truthfulness you bring to the Bahamian people as far as the political arena, right? And just in general knowledge, you know, I listen, you know what I mean? But I'm not a hater. And we have too much hate in the country, Mr. Lang. I saw an incident on the traffic light yesterday, disturbed me. I really, the type of death threat on the traffic light. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Lang? Well, how did you get like that? Bless her.
I understand. Okay. Thank you, man. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Mr. Lang. Last night on our news, right? RF Bank, Senior Vice President of Investment. He said NIB needs to increase the foreign portfolio to make the fund look good. But I guess he didn't remember that oil was sold. But you watch Frontline on PBS.
Well, I watched it before.
It's called Age of Easy Money. I watched it last night. It's called Age of Easy Money on YouTube. It said Chairman Powell pumped too much Fed money in the U.S. economy, $6 trillion, and the government gives more trillions too, made by Trump and Biden. That the shares went so high, people are using stimulus money to buy shares in stocks. 2020, Jack Bezos made $50 billion. Mike, Facebook man, he made $37 billion. Tesla makes $10 billion. But the economy was so much money in the economy because of Chairman Powell stocking up these shadow banks. The banks that was doing bad dealings. Anyhow, just go home and watch Age of Easy Money on YouTube or Frontline.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your call. All right. Take care. Well, time has flown. And we're near the end. This text says, yes, see more and more forms if you are a pep doggy, your lunch. I mean, I could even take being a pep. I just think that it's, you know, I don't know. See, even if you catch me on the first time and you say I'm a pep, right? But on the second time, the third time, the fourth time, I'm your customer. If you ain't known me by 20, 30 years. Ooh, man. Anyway, this says, I applied to open a business account at a bank 3 months ago. I still waiting. I went to another bank, took 1 month, but got it open. And bank is a hefty requirement for most jobs. Oh. It's a good day, Mr. Lang. They say light bill dropped, but my shore didn't drop. My own went up double. Well, it says next month. You got to watch it for next month. Prime Minister said July. He said July. That's what he said. Say updates. Updates, man. I mean, we told to manage risk. You take a risk-based approach to things. How many human beings' lives change dramatically? Really? Especially the older you get. You 57 years old, we're going to change what you in the next 5, 10, 50 years, 60 years, except you can get sick or die maybe. Maybe. But what's going to change?
Come on, man.
See, this aired, Age of Easy Money. This aired years ago. You will get a different understanding than Robert. Okay. Okie dokie. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, our time is up. So glad you could join us today. God spare us life. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We're going to have a little bit of an analysis from a private sector point of view on budget tomorrow. Take care. God bless you. You've been listening to See Life. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Bye-bye.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.